All right, we've got baseball coming up. Baseball coming up today, and it is Alex Wood on the hill for the Giants and Zach Thompson for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Bruce Jenkins, good morning. How are you?
Doing well, Marty. Looking through my window, trying to see the other side.
Really? Looking, I like sitting at the counter with you at Original Joe's. That's the best thing. We've got to do that. We've got to make a little movie of that, I think, at some time, right?
Yeah, I'm getting a little tired of my imaginary counter here because I'm really talking to nobody.
Well, people have called me that before. It's okay. All right. Hey, we had a game last night, and the pitcher went into the eighth inning, Logan Webb, and it was dramatic, and they didn't take him out. Now, I don't know if they had faith in Webb or they just didn't want to go to the bullpen, but for whatever reason, Bruce, bases loaded, eighth inning. The guy was on fumes, and he stayed in and struck out Gamble, and that's all they wrote.
That was a great moment. And, you know, they had a huge crowd, partly because of the reunion, but, you know, everybody was standing, and the mood was just fantastic. You know, it felt like late September with the playoffs at hand, and I don't know. Webb had, you know, it was the eighth inning. I'm not sure how tired he really was. His pitches were just absolutely perfect when he needed them. The changeup and the sinker and everything else was just sensational. But I think it was a combination of, you know, let's let him go on with this and not having to get to the bullpen. And once you get to the ninth, you're feeling pretty good about that. But before that, you're not too sure. So it's all good. You know, I'm always in favor when a pitcher is dealing and hasn't given up any runs and hasn't shown really any sign that he's losing it. I'd love to see him stay in there.
Yeah, it was great to see it. And you're right. That pitch, whatever it was, darting down.
Yeah, unbelievable.
And this is a lefty hitter with Garcia ready in the bullpen, and they stayed with him. I thought that was that's a moment that a team needs. I thought it was a good one for the Giants last night. They're still not hitting, though. I'll tell you, Lamont Wade, he's got thunder in that bat. He takes a real swing. He's getting it together, but they're still not hitting the ball.
No, and I don't know if you could count on, you know, them mustering a team-wide, you know, string where they're all hitting and they're getting 5-6 runs, and, you know, the rotation's obviously more than good enough to hold leads like that, and I just don't see it. I don't see them coming up with a lineup that resembles anything like, you know, the Braves or the Phillies or the Padres or the Dodgers or so many other teams. That's just the reality of this year's team. You know, they're not getting as much out of Crawford and Belt as they did last year. They love that veteran leadership, and the young guys. I mean, Wade's going to hit a few home runs. I don't think he's going to be Player of the Week though anytime soon. So it's just, that's the reality of it. They're very young and they're very old.
Yeah, you know, you're right. You know, you got to be a little bit more in the middle. That's
yeah.
A good observation. There was some good baseball yesterday, though. This game was terrific. 2-0 Giants, they win it. But how about the DeGrom game against the Phillies, and the Mets win that one 1-0 on a first inning RBI by Alonso? How about that?
Yeah, DeGrom is just watching the Mets telecast. Gary Owen said he's like a machine, and you look at the numbers, they're just cartoonish what this guy's doing. He strikes out two guys every inning. You know, he's had a string of that where I think he had 8 straight innings where he struck out at least 2 guys. You know, nobody's scoring any runs against him. He's touching 100, and after the game, listening to him, you know, he's wary of you know, he had to go through so much after his arm problems to get back to where he is now. And he doesn't want anything to happen to jeopardize that, so he can get to the playoffs, maybe into the World Series, and just finish out this string, which is, he's just absolutely unhittable right now. But what a thing for the Mets to have, you know, to have DeGrom and Scherzer. So let's see them against Webb and Rodon in the playoffs. There's an optimistic view for you.
Well, why not? Look, let me tell you something, and I said it this morning, I'll say it again. We are now in the sprint to the finish. The marathon is done. Now it's game by game, and now you win 10 in a row or 10 out of 12, you can change your whole season right now. You know, it's not like, you know, you win 10 games in April, you say, all right, let's see where we are in September. You do it now, and it can make a difference. So who knows? Look, I'll say it again, Bruce. pitching still wins for me. Defense is important. The Giants, getting back to them for a second, defense is so important. But pitching wins. I still say that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's been proven over time. You know, for me, growing up as a kid, being just terrified when the Giants came in with Mays, McCovey, and Cepeda, and the Dodgers tended to prevail because of their pitching, and the whole, you know, the whole league was filled with great hitters, you know, Aaron and Billy Williams, and you just go on down the line. But, you know, Koufax and Drysdale and Padres and Peronoski, and sure enough, the Dodgers found their way in the World Series, winning these 2-1 games, 3-2, or, you know, Koufax, you know, the other team wouldn't score at all, but. And that made the difference, and it's always been a staple. And the Giants do have that in the rotation. They're looking really four strong, which is you can't ask for a whole lot more than that.
No, it's dramatic, and I say just be patient here. Let's see how these next 10 or 12 games go. Atlanta won a doubleheader yesterday. Number one, you don't see that many sweeps in a doubleheader, but they did get it done, and the Marlins just don't hit. Atlanta is not going away, Bruce. As good as the Mets are, they just can't shake Atlanta.
Well, it's all about Chadwick Tromp, really.
Yeah.
I mean, unbelievably, this
Didn't
guy...
Didn't they just search his house? Is that the guy?
They're building a criminal case against him, but in the meantime, it's two doubles and three RBIs yesterday. You know, Adrianza is back with the Braves again somehow. Acuna's coming on. They got Matt Olson homering, and this kid, Vaughn Grissom, is a really good-looking prospect. And a second baseman, of all things. They plug him right in there. He homers in the second game. They've got an awful lot going on. What a fun team to watch.
Yeah, I like it. I like what's going on there. That's a good one. I like that. Tromp, yes, he had the big day. He had a big week, let's put it that way. He's been in the news. All right, San Diego. Bruce, they were winning 3-0. These are tough games to lose, and Washington out of nowhere came back and beat them 4-3. How about that?
Yeah, what's the score today?
Today I haven't seen a score yet.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, they did have a lead that they couldn't hold. Yeah, I don't know. They're reeling a little bit, I think, from the Tatis news. That was pretty devastating to hear that. Very, very disappointing. You know, it's going to be up to Soto and Machado to get that thing done, to get them into the playoffs. And Soto's been great. He threw out a guy at the plate yesterday, and he's hitting hits. But they're the Padres are weird. They've looked really good on paper all season, and they really haven't been quite that. You know, and they're like 12 games over 500, and they're like a million games out. And the Dodgers, you know, they never lose. So I don't know. They're tough to figure. I've got a lot of faith in, I think, you know, with Bob Melvin, Machado, and Soto, I think that's a good combination.
Well, let's see how they do in the sprint. You know, let's see if they can put it. That's why I say this is a different time of year now. It's different. And every game
go ahead. No, I was just going to say, and, you know, you talk about a – having a good rotation, they appear to have that, you know, with Snell and Musgrove and Darvish. It's deep and looks a little vulnerable at times, but they have the starting pitching to get them through. They'd like to see Josh Hader return to whoever he's been in the last few years. That's going to be huge, but we'll see.
Boy, looking at the Cardinals and the Brewers now, they play today, and again, these are important games for the Giants. Look, you got to watch all these other teams. You got to win your game, but you look at the scoreboard a little bit. Wainwright went 9 innings yesterday, Bruce. 9 innings, and they took him out, and then they lost it in the 10th. And Burns and Wainwright, how about that game?
Yeah,
and
that's
great a good
matchup.
One.
But yeah, Wainwright is fantastic. You know, he's 40 years old now?
Close to it. Hall of Famer? No, I don't think so, right?
Probably not. In St. Louis, he certainly is, the way they look at things. But he'll be in the Cardinals Hall of Fame. They had celebrated the 82 champions yesterday, so all the great Cardinals came out for that. But probably not in the big picture Hall of Famer. But he's great. You know, he wants to go 9. He's one of these guys who doesn't get, you know, pitching 5 or 6 and then turn it over to somebody else. He absolutely doesn't get that. It's not the way he was raised. And you need a guy like that. You know, Logan Webb's one of those guys, too. Thank God for the Giants.
Mm. Well, good race though, Milwaukee-St. Louis. It's a good one. It's a good race. That's a good one to watch. And I'll tell you, let's talk a little bit of the American League Central. The Cleveland Guardians. There, I said it. I didn't say the other name. The Cleveland Guardians. Bruce, they're in first place in the Central. How about that?
Yeah, despite the name and people wondering who is that again, they're pretty good. I always love watching Jose Ramirez hit. Just a genius kind of hitter. And you know, they have Stephen Kwan, the kid from he's a local kid, started Oregon State. He had a great start. He's still doing really well for them, and they're trying to hold off the Twins and the White Sox. Something tells me the Twins are going to catch them. I think they've got a bit more star power with Correa and Buxton and really a lot of very interesting players. And I don't know what to make of the White Sox. They really should be winning it with all the hitting that they have, and they've got some good pitching too. And Hendricks has been routinely lights out when he gets a chance to save the game. But they're 2.5 out. But that's going to be terrific. I mean, I like the Guardians and the Commanders for all the marbles.
Really? Who are they? We don't even know.
I don't know who they are, but it's for all the marbles, I'll tell you that.
Okay. Well, Cleveland, you know, 53 losses, Minnesota 54, White Sox 56. So this is another one. The sprint to the finish is going to be fun. And today's game is Bieber for the Guardians and Kevin Gausman. How about that for Toronto? How about that game?
Yeah, Gausman, he came out of the gate almost unhittable. He's added another pitch, if he needed it. He's been a little more vulnerable lately, but there's nothing wrong with his arm, and he's a guy that you just love having him out there between him and Manoa. And that Toronto's a team to me that I'm always baffled that they aren't doing a little bit better. They've got no shot in the East, but they're right in the wild card race. And Matt Chapman, the old A's favorite, is starting to rake a little bit. He was terrible at the start of the season, but he's really found it. I think he was feeling a little too much pressure in the new atmosphere that he was in, but he's settled in and he's been really, really good. Vladdy Jr. and Bichette, and fun team. Like you say, I mean, there's so many good races going on, and if the Giants were to get in there too, I mean, it could be one of the great Septembers.
Yeah, and that's what baseball is like. That people forget, and you know, we're so in tune to writing it off after one game or one bad week or two bad weeks. Baseball is different. It's 162, and the finish is what makes baseball special. Bruce, you brought up Chapman. I wanted to mention him to you today. He just signed a 2-year deal with Toronto. He's slugging OPS of 800, and he's 23 homers, 60 RBIs. This is the Chapman of a few years ago. He's a big deal now in Toronto.
Yeah, like I said, I think he when you go from Oakland, when there's like eight people in the stands, and all of a sudden you're in Toronto, and you're in a different country on a team that's expected to win. There's a lot of good hitters around him, and it seemed like a good situation for him. It looked like just the opposite at the start. He was barely hitting around 200. He wasn't hitting for power, and he was looking kind of lost up there. But all of a sudden, man, something clicked in, and his numbers are great. I mean, he really took care of that whole situation in a beautiful way. He's a great guy. He was very beloved here, and he just fits right in with that team. And I'm sure they'll be in the playoffs, and that'll be great to see him get back there.
They're going to need some more pitching, though. They have Gausman, they have Manoa, as you say, two aces.
Yeah.
But then you're talking about Kikuchi and Mitch White, and they have Romano to close, and they just made a few deals. Toronto is trying, and, you know, they're in Toronto, we're here, we really don't follow them that much, but they really are trying to make. They brought Merrifield in as well to be the Scudero of their team here and down the stretch. They really are trying.
Yeah, that was odd. They brought in Merrifield, who had made a big point about not, getting vaccinated and didn't play in Toronto when he was with Kansas City. All of a sudden, obviously he's changed his mind. But that was an interesting move. But like you say, they're doing what the Giants did not. The Giants really didn't do anything, and we'll see how that works out. But yeah, Toronto's constantly tinkering because they know they've got it in them, and they just need some kind of spark to make sure they get into the wild card picture.
Yeah, it'll happen one of these days. The other one in the news from yesterday, and it's Lance McCullers, Bruce, I'll tell you something. The Houston Astros may be the best team in the in that league. They give the Yankees fits, and they're going to be tough if they ever get to a World Series with that pitching and the team they have. But McCullers came back, six shutout yesterday against the A's.
Yeah, it's been almost a full year since he pitched, and you know it's almost like they don't really need him with Verlander, and then they're five strong, and Urquidy and Valdez, and then the rest of those guys. It's a really good rotation, but all of a sudden McCullers comes in there, it gives you a different look, and man, I'll tell you, it's a little right-handed heavy, but that's anything that works out well for Dusty, mm-hmm. I'm for. and they are Houston's really. Really getting interesting. You know, Mancini was a great pickup, mm-hmm. and Mauricio Dubon's having a blast playing part time there, and Dusty's over his COVID thing finally, and they're 30 games over 500, just fabulous.
Yep, Houston's good. Houston is a team to watch. They are in that league because they can handle the Yankees too. The Yankees aren't hitting well. Yankees are, you know, look, they're still playing great ball. But they've lost 8 out of 10, and Montas went 5 innings yesterday. And the Judge has got 100 RBIs and 46 home runs. And after that, you got to find some help on that team. And they don't score enough runs right now, believe it or not. Hey, good historical note today about Vic Power. Great first baseman. Great first mm-hmm. baseman. But he could run, and he stole home a couple of times. And Bruce, he should have been the first Yankee, but the Yankees wouldn't bring him up because of the color of his skin.
Yeah, imagine that. I mean, here, you know, Jackie Robinson breaks the color barrier in 1947 in New York, in Brooklyn. And before long, the Giants, you know, bring in Monty Irvin in 1949. By 1951, they got Willie Mays and Hank Thompson in there. And the Yankees just, they were just a little too good for that. And the thing about it is that they won five World Series in a row from 49 to 53, so they're just like, you know, whatever. And they were allowed to persist in their flat-out racist approach to, you know, this issue. Vic Power was a very good hitter. He's one of the best first basemen ever. He won seven straight gold gloves. He hit 300 five out of 6 years. And like you say, he wasn't a base stealer at all, but he did steal home twice in a game, and he was a delightful character. He mm-hmm. was extremely bright, and you know he was a very black skinned Puerto Rican. Got all kinds of grief in that era. You can imagine he was almost like a Muhammad Ali, the way he'd get into these situations, and he would diffuse it with just a quick witted answer and humor. Next thing you know, people are smiling or at least appreciating him. And he also liked to date white women. Well, there you go. Forget the Yankees. Okay, this is literally. Mm-hmm. And you had quotes from the Yankees. George Weiss, who was, you know, the general manager, actually quoted as saying, "Maybe he can play, but not for us. He's impudent, and he goes for white women. He's not the Yankee type." This is what he said.
I know.
They put out a scouting report saying that he couldn't field, and he was one of the best fielders ever at the position.
Right.
You know what's funny? But you remember Willie Montanez he was a real showman, also from Puerto Rico. And on a pop fly, he would make a big sweeping catch, like, you know, just. And he got it from Vic Power. Power used to do that. He said Vic was my idol. So, real interesting guy. And the Yankees, they didn't integrate till 1955, Marty, with Elston Howard, who they figured was a guy who wouldn't make any waves, by God. So, no Vic Power for them.
Yeah,
and yet they win it every year anyway, so what are you going to do with these guys?
No, he was a terrific player. I'm so glad we could mention him. Hey, have a great Sunday. Remember, it's a sprint now, not a marathon.
I'm going to put on my running shoes, Marty, and run down to the post office.
All right, Bruce, have a great Sunday. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care.
All right. More coming up. Very interesting interviews coming up next. Marty Gitlin, and he wrote a book about Sam McDowell. And after that, Sam McDowell's going to join us. Where do you hear these two things coming up right here on the Sports Leader?